talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Oh yeah, wait a minute, where's Matt Flynn? Hey everybody, how you doing? It's a Monday morning, March 7th. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct. Hope you're having a good morning so far. Monday morning, kind of snowy and cold outside, but we're going to talk about what's going on in the news these days. Stu Daniels here, Stu Man, the Newsman is what they used to call me. For those of you that are new to WAUK and WTTN, I used to do the morning show with Earl Ingram back in the day, not that long ago, but for about 3.5 years while we were down on Brady Street. And now I'm here filling in for Matt. I'll be here all week long. So I hope you'll join in with us. Give us a call if you have something to add to the show. The phone number, by the way, 844-967-2789. And along with me here today is Sam Butson. How you doing today?
Good morning, Stu. I'm confused where spring went, but I'm doing all right.
That's the way it is in the springtime, right? One day it's winter and one day it's summer.
Keeps and so it's toes. Spring.
Yeah. How was the drive in?
You know, the roads are a little slushy, but I know they're going to probably get plows out there soon.
Okay.
Just take it slow. That's for sure.
People were going a little slower than normal.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Luckily, I'm only a couple minutes away, so I'm not too far, but
all right.
Take
well,
it slow
if you're,
out there.
Yeah, if you are heading out to do some driving or whatever, be careful when you're out there. Allow some extra time this morning. Hope you had a good weekend. It was a crazy weekend, right? Good weekend for the Bucks last night, who came back from being down in that game, came back to win, right? Did you see that game last night, Sam?
Can't say I'm a huge sports fan.
All right. But bad weekend for Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin. But what can you do? Hopefully they'll spring back. They'll bounce back. But there's so much going on in the news. Where do we even want to start? Well, I'll tell you what. Before we get into the news, let me just mention, for those of you who are new to this radio station, and you may not even be familiar with Matt Flynn. Let me ask you this, Sam. What do you know about Matt Flynn and his background? Do you know anything? Can you give me any facts or not too much?
Not too much, honestly. I know that he is like basically my encyclopedia of good information because I just learn everything from him every day. But other than that, no, we haven't really gotten to chat too much.
Well, you are exactly right. You can learn a world of information from Matt Flynn, the host of this program. And I know that Matt doesn't like to toot his own horn and brag about the endless list of accomplishments that he's racked up, but you probably know Matt as a no-nonsense political expert who speaks his mind and tells it like it is. I love when he starts talking about the Chi-Coms and the Ruskies. But even though he has been extremely successful, he's still a progressive, and he's still most concerned with the average person and the underprivileged and how we can make the lives of those people better. Now, let me give you some facts about this guy, because you may not be aware of these. You probably know that Matt's an attorney, right, Sam?
That one you know I didn't know. And an author. I know that as well.
Oh, good. You know that part. He's an author. Okay. Well, yeah, he's an attorney, and not just an attorney, but a partner at the very prestigious law firm of Quarles and Brady. He's also the former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party from 1981 to 1985. He's a graduate of Yale University. And then after he graduated from Yale in 1969, he joined the Navy at the height of the Vietnam War. He was also I'm talking about Matt Flynn now, editor-in-chief of the Wisconsin Law Review while he was at the University of Wisconsin Law School. He ran for governor of Wisconsin in 2018. He ran for Congress in 1978 as the Democratic nominee, but lost to Republican Jim Sensenbrenner. And one thing that a lot of people don't know about Matt Flynn is that he's an author and has written 2 novels. Who knew? Sam, were you aware of most of those facts?
I'm blown away. I sit next to across from this man every day, and I had no idea. That's insane. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, if you just tuned into this radio station in the past few weeks, you might think Matt Flynn's a great radio host, and he's always got great information, and he's a really intelligent guy, but he's also had just a lifetime of great accomplishments and success over the years. So I just thought I'd bring that up since I have this opportunity and I'm filling in for him today. So there you go. That's who we're talking about. Matt Flynn, the regular host of this show. And I think he'll be back in a couple of weeks. He's taking some well-deserved time off, and good for him. So let's move on. By the way, if you are listening today and you want to talk about what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Wisconsin or Milwaukee or Madison or anything else, you can give us a call. The phone number is 844-967-2789. And one thing I wanted to talk about today is I wanted to ask the question, what is the cost of misinformation? What is the cost of misinformation? As you may have heard, people in Ukraine who call or send messages to their relatives in Russia are finding out that their relatives in Russia don't believe them and even think they're crazy when they say Ukraine is being bombed by Russia. Children and senior citizens are dying, and the Russians are targeting civilians and leveling cities. Now, what's the cost of misinformation? Seems like it's a price that we're starting to pay now, if we haven't been paying already. But there's a really good article in the New York Times. I believe this was posted yesterday and updated this morning. This headline from the New York Times says, Ukrainians find that relatives in Russia don't believe it's a war. And the subheadline says, many Ukrainians are encountering a confounding and frustrating backlash from family members in Russia who have bought into the official Kremlin messaging. This story is by Valerie Hopkins. I'm going to give you a couple paragraphs of this. And the dateline is from Lviv, Ukraine. It says, 4 days after Russia began dropping artillery shells on Kyiv, Misha Katsurin, a Ukrainian restaurateur, was wondering why his father, a church custodian living in the Russian city of Nizhny Novgorod. Excuse me if I mispronounced that. So his father hadn't called to check on him. And here's a quote from this gentleman, the restaurateur. It says, there is a war. I'm his son, and he just doesn't call. Mr. Katsurin, who is 33, said in an interview. So Mr. Katsurin picked up the phone and let his father know that Ukraine was under attack by Russia. Quote, I'm trying to evacuate my children and my wife. Everything is extremely scary, Mr. Katsurin told his father. He did not get the response he expected. His father, Andrei, didn't believe him. The quote is, no, 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 stop, Mr. Katsurin said of his father's initial response. Quote, he started to tell me how the things in my country are going, said Mr. Katsurin, who converted his restaurants into volunteer centers and is temporarily staying near the western Ukrainian city of Ternopil. Quote, he started to yell at me and told me, look, everything is going like this. They are Nazis. As Ukrainians deal with the devastation of the Russian attacks in their homeland, many are also encountering a confounding and almost surreal backlash from family members in Russia who refuse to believe that Russian soldiers could bomb innocent people or even that a war is taking place at all. Wow. It's hard to believe, but that is one of the costs of misinformation. People in Russia only have state TV at this time. to see what's going on. State-run media. Putin has shut down all of the independent news outlets, television stations, radio stations, newspapers. There's nothing left except state TV now. So that's all the people in Russia have to go on. It's a strange time. It's a time of misinformation, not only in Russia, but it seems like more and more at places all around the world. What do you think about this? What's your opinion on this? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. I'd be interested to see what you have to say. It's hard to believe that it's gotten to this point. We're going to take a break. Give us a call. Hopefully we can line up some phone calls. We'll be back in just a minute. You are listening to Matt Flynn Direct on WAUK and WTTN.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time.